Yeah, it's been since the hasn't been an Ulster final. Toronto have been an Ulster final since 2010, which is quite a while. It's a new space for all us younger lads to be in. It's nice to be there, don't get me wrong, but you don't want to be just another team to land in an Ulster final and not compete. So we have to go and compete and try our best and see where it takes us.
There's no doubt that the gap has been maybe too long for Tyrone supporters, and you came into 2012, and you know it's a lot of players have come on board. Sean's the only one from 2003 now, and there's only a handful of players really have Ulster medals.
Yeah, there's only a handful. That's right, the two McMahons, the two Kavanaghs, Cahill and Petey, I think it is, that only have Ulster medals. Now there's plenty of experience in the team at that as well. You know, a lot of younger boys have played in the likes of Ulster finals and maybe All-Ireland finals, so it's not a case that we're wanting for experience. There's plenty of experience there, but I think Tyrone went through a stage of transition, like, and we had some good teams going through the early 2000s and to the late 2000s, and maybe Tyrone supporters just expected it to keep going, and there had to be a turn of the wheel at some stage, and there was a couple of years where we sort of went to wanting, but hopefully we're back to where we've always wanted to be, and hopefully we can stay here.
It's remarkable to think, though, Roland, that there's been a couple of All-Ireland semi-finals in between those Ulster final appearances and Ulster final victories. So, you know, it's not to say Tyrone have been in hiding.
Yeah, we haven't been. We haven't really went away. People thought that we might have just disappeared into the abyss, but it wasn't like that. And we had a couple of tight draws early on in the Ulster Championship, and the Ulster Championship's really, really tight. Any team in their home patch is hard to beat, especially like the Donegal, who we played last year and to the start of 2013. So you go to Balba Faye, you're not going to get an awful lot, and it's a tight wee pitch and they're well used to playing in it. But as I say, we were into All-Ireland semi-finals 2013-2015, we weren't maybe within a kick of a ball from maybe going a wee bit further, so we weren't a million miles away, but at the same time we have nothing to show for it.
Not a million miles away against Donegal in those last couple of games either. You know, what's of a post on one of them, a save, you know. So it hasn't been much in it.
No, there hasn't been much in it. Now, we tend to didn't have much luck last year, I suppose, at them. We made a rotor luck at times as well, seeing as they were maybe 5 or 6 points ahead early on, and we clawed it back, and then they got their goal, which was another cushion for them last year. But I remember Big Collie, there was hearts in the mouth at times. Big Collie came through and hit the crossbar, so as you say, Paddy, there wasn't an awful lot in it, but it didn't go our way. So,
well, it's Donegal again, and for you in particular, it must be extra special because it's just literally over the hill, really, isn't it?
It's just over the hill. I remember years ago going to a summer camp in Glenties with my brother, and Peter Canavan was a special guest, along with the likes of Brick Malloy and Leo McLoon. You know, we used to run about with them boys when we were up about our auntie's house in Glenties, and my mummy, she's sort of half divided now. So I think I might have her turned towards the red and white, but she's always the green and gold flag flying at home. But that's extra special for me. You grow up bordering Donegal, there's always that bit of banter with the supporters and the players, like, so it's nice to.
But do you get that? The likes of Rory, is Tyrone connections too. The Donegal manager, strong Tyrone connections. And I suppose when you live in a place like Ahearn and round the Castle Derrick area and right up that whole area, families cross over, the parishes cross over, so it's very much neighbours to the best point, like.
Yeah, it's neighbours to the best point, and the best of friends and the best of enemies, I suppose. But okay, buddy, it's good. I enjoy the banter with them, like you always have, and they sort of made a good odd Donegal lad thrown on a Tyrone jersey at the start of 2003-2005, and you might have got the odd thrown by thrown on a Donegal jersey around 2012-2014. So here it's much of a muchness, like you can't really, you know, complain.
Looking ahead to the match, it is a big occasion for Tyrone. It's been a long time coming. This Tyrone team have evolved over the last couple of years, haven't they, really? You know, with you were a new cohort of players, and now since that, there's a whole lot more.
That's right, Di. This year will be my fourth year, and seems to have just passed me by in a blink of an eye, and maybe nothing really to show for it as such, but it's great. The young boys that came in have really put their foot down and freshened everything up, and the youngest of them is nearly, the youngest looking of them is nearly Kavanagh. He's got a spring in his step since the young boys came in, and here they just have that wee bit of confidence, and they bring that wee bit of cuteness about it, like, and it's great to see, like, so them boys that came in from the under 21s last year, and you know.
You're one of the experienced, because you're one of the older hands now, really.
Yeah. Call me old, like, but I'm joking. I was right, them boys came through, they're maybe around 19, 20, 21 years old. I'm 25 at the end of the month, so I am pushing it on a bit now, like, but as I say, the young boys made an extra special, like, they really do bring something to it, and it's great to have them and keeping it fresh, pushing it on.
You mentioned Sean Kavanagh there, the last man from 2003. He plays such an important role for Tyrone, but as you say, he really has, you know, just becomes completely different. He's rejuvenated this year.
Aye, he's extra special. Like, man's a legend, like, always will be a legend, but to play alongside him and for him to lead you out every day, it's, you might take it for granted. It's something you look back on when you're maybe finishing your career and they're still talking about him. You know, they'll be talking about that man in 50 years' time, and you'll always be able to say that you were led out by him, or you stood beside him on a football field, and lucky enough to be going into an Ulster final on Sunday with him pulling us behind him. So
you're fulfilling a lot of roles. You're named at full back, you play in the defence, but you've been all over the park this year, and that, I suppose, is a merit the way the game has evolved too for Tyrone, that the numbers matter little now.
Yeah, numbers are only numbers are just a number. I think every team's that way. It doesn't necessarily, you know, you get any man that plays cornerback and come up and kick a score, the keepers are coming up kicking scores, the game's changing. Like, it's not a case that you're going to get stand on the mark somebody. It's not like that anymore. The game's, everybody's, you know, able to play in any position. Like, you have players who can play from 2 to 7 and from 10 to 15. So, as I say, it'll be changing, it'll keep changing. Someday it'll pass us all by, we'll not be fit to to fit the play anywhere.
Have you found it changing in your 4 years? Have you seen it evolving and changing?
Yes, without a doubt. No, it's got faster. You need to keep yourself fresh for the likes of training. No, it's not that you're training extra hard, it's just that training changes and that you got to weather your body to it. And the game's evolving, without a doubt, the game's evolving. And as I say, it will pass us all by at some stage. It's getting to within, you know, maybe a push or two of professionalism, but people mightn't like to hear it or mightn't think that way. I know boys that go out and play in Australia say it's not, but it definitely is. 100% is, and, you know, I don't care what they say. I'd like to see plenty of professional footballers come over and try and train like Gaelic footballers for a month and see how they get on.
The one thing I will say to you, finally, is that you were number 3 there, and 30 years ago, Big Kieran McGarvey wore number 3 with pride for Tyrone as well. You know, a great role model.
A great role model. He is a great fella. He always has words of wisdom for you anytime you see him about. And he sort of put a high iron on the map, and then Martin did as well. But I was at a camp of Cormac in Newry during the week, and they just talk about Cormac McAnallan so much and how he played fullback so much, so it's great. You know, it's an absolute pleasure for me to wear the same jersey as the likes of him and Kieran McGarvey, but, you know, hopefully I can do it justice, just like they did.